Dirt roads to rock crawling, tuba chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey, episode 102. 102 here in the home studio, sitting across from free. Across from me.
You all right, Chris, down there?
I got a little verklempt.
Jiminy Christmas.
Are
you out of practice? Have not been recording
it's
enough?
It's been a while. I don't know. Well, we did the last phone recording thing, the remote. I like that.
No, but it's never the same vibe.
You know, we keep cranking out an episode a week, so.
Sometimes we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, I've only had a little bit of wine tonight, so it's not the alcohol talking here, but we got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about.
Yeah, well, we're back in the, back at it. I know we're still kind of coming down from episode 100.
100, still recovering from episode 100. If you haven't listened to that shit show yet, 3 hours and 11 minutes of pure entertainment.
That's right.
For your ear holes.
You need to set aside a couple of weekends or something for that. It's quite the nut.
It's great. We've been getting some great comments, and then, you know, people are like, hey, it took me 5 days to listen to the episode. Well, that's, you know, whatever it is. You got a short commute or...
Was that Olson?
No, Olson I didn't hear from. I don't think he's listening anymore.
He's
been busy with a law firm. They're trying to restructure the law firm over there at Code Olson. Yeah. He's busy with that.
But one of our sponsors, so...
You know...
His attention span is pretty short, too.
I actually had reached out to Olson because he has friends with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're on a full-on hunt for Lorenzo. Like we've been doing a lot of stuff in the behind the scenes.
Search and rescue?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything. But the feds are on it. They're, like, trying to decode the email that we got.
I know. Well...
So, and they told us not to respond to that email because that's not what you want to do. But I think we do need to respond to that email and then see what we get back. But, in the meantime, with the Fed's direction, we have set up a phone number.
That's right.
A hotline. A tip line.
Ass line.
Just the tip, Chris.
I thought that went away.
So if you want to call and provide any information leading to the whereabouts of where Lorenzo is currently,
if you spotted our ass,
you can call 408-800-5169, which is very cool because he was born May 1st, 1969.
Well, it's meant to be.
It is. So 408 area code 800-5169, and you can call and leave a voicemail totally anonymous to the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey Lorenzo hot tip line here for where our ass is.
He's going to be 52 in about a week.
I know. His birthday's coming up.
He's just a year younger than I am, unfortunately.
He's been gone since, early February was KOH?
Hope he's doing okay.
You know? So, I don't know, but if anybody knows, we would love to hear from him or hear where he might be. And if he's okay and he's cool and he doesn't want to come back, that's cool. I get it.
Yeah.
But we'd like for him to come back.
Oh, sure. It's quite the workload.
I got the little bowl he used to eat out of and his little shot glass. You know, he had a bunch of drool in his shot glass from all the bourbon and stuff. And it's kind of sad. Every morning I come down and fix my coffee and I see that and no Lorenzo.
He's usually out cold, unconscious on his side.
He's usually passed out in his own vomit, but you know, it's just, and I hated it, but now I miss it. So I don't know. We'll see. But anyways, check that out.
Check it
408-800-5169, and you can leave a message.
Yeah, he owes me a lot of work, man.
There's a lot of, yeah.
I mean, I had to do that whole edit all by myself. I've been doing all the editing all by myself.
I wonder if he is alive, if he heard episode 100. Do you think he did? Can we tell who downloaded episode 100? If there was like... I mean, I know we can find out where, like all these different countries and stuff, but...
Perhaps if he left the password.
Oh. That's right.
That's the other reason why we need him back.
We need the password. He does have a significant password that we need.
I mean, at some point, we're gonna have to pay for the domain, and I don't know. I mean, super producer Lorenzo.
We may have to change the name of the podcast.
You might not even remember the passwords. You know, who knows? I don't know.
You know, it might be on like what was that in Men in Black where they had the, it was on the necklace of the cat or something.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Yeah, the whole galaxy was there, so you could have a password like hidden in a locket there around your neck. I don't know
where you're going with that.
Well, he might have it. It might be around his neck. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
or up his ass. I don't know. Like the watch.
Yikes!
Your grandfather gave me this watch. Stole it up his ass. You know where that's from?
I'm not sure.
Oh, come on.
What?
One of the greatest freaking movies of all time.
No, not ringing any bells.
You don't know that?
Nope.
Do you know the actor?
Nope.
No. How do you not? You've never heard Mike Souza give that whole speech?
No.
About wearing a watch?
No. Coming up blank.
Grandfather.
You tell me, I'll probably know. I've probably seen the movie.
So the actor is
no
cunnilingus. No. Saturday Night Live.
Oh my God!
You remember that Colonel Angus?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, who did that?
I don't know.
The actor.
No. Who?
Yes.
I don't know. This must be a blank spot.
Guys, how about Needs More Cowbell?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Chris. Needs More Cowbell.
I don't know.
Guys.
There's a gap in my Saturday Night Live viewing, apparently.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
People are yelling at their radio right now.
Killing, well, or their phones, but yeah. So work with me here. Tell me, because I'm dying.
But you know that skit.
Yeah, I've heard
Needs
it.
More Cowbell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know who that is.
I'm not sure.
How do you not know?
It's not Jim Carrey, no.
No,
that's in living color. That's a whole other deal. Show's dying on the vine here, people. Sorry. I'm going to drink more wine while Jason does, I don't know what he's doing down there. He's watching me twist in the wind.
You're
and living the dream.
All right.
I don't know. I'm not sure what that movie reference is. And I watch a lot of goddamn movies.
So Pulp Fiction, Chris. Pulp Fiction, one of the greatest movies of our time.
Oh, it's a fantastic movie.
I've
seen it.
There's so many lines in that movie, and it is so freaking bizarre movie, right?
You have to be intoxicated or
and
something.
And I'm not a big movie guy, buff, whatever, but that is a highly entertained movie. I've seen that movie a dozen times at least.
I've seen it.
And it is a mind fuck, too.
I've seen it probably six times, and up until just recently, I thought the movie was over and around the 2-hour mark.
See, exactly. Just when you think it's over, it's still in. There you go.
Yeah, and so this scene you're talking about with Walken, you know, talking
that's
to
towards
the
end.
Kid, that's got to be further in.
Oh my gosh, freaking hilarious!
So yeah, I own that movie. I'm gonna have.
Oh,
to
you
watch
do?
It. Yeah, I believe
How
so.
How do you own the movie and then you don't know Christopher Walken?
I don't know.
Mike Souza is going to be so upset with you.
Well, it'll probably hunt me down now.
Yeah.
Anyway, there
That's
you
right.
go.
He doesn't listen to the podcast anyways.
So Lorenzo apparently watches up his ass.
No, I don't password know. Is no, where we are going with ass. This. That's where we are going.
All
oh,
right.
my God.
Our okay. ass has a password up his ass.
Here we are off the rails already.
I know. Shit.
About 8 minutes in.
And we're not
okay.
even drinking heavy. Fuck. I don't know. Ooh.
Shoot. What? Wow. Should let's talk about our patrons and all our good people that have been helping support us through this.
Yeah.
This crazy ride here of a podcast.
We love our patrons. Absolutely. You know, we have how many do we have? We have like 41 patrons.
41
now.
Patrons now. Thanks
yep.
to each and every one of you.
Yep.
There's a $5 level, $10 level, and then the $20 level, the
That's
old
right.
elk club there.
That's right.
And we've got shirts coming out that Johnny promised right. in his drunken state.
His drunken state.
And he goes, dude, did I really promise shirts? And I go, yeah. And he goes, okay, I'm good for it.
You better be.
So I don't know how we're getting the ones to Australia because it's going to cost way more than the shirt. But anyways, so every patron,
yep.
all 41 of you are getting shirts. And if you become a patron here shortly before Johnny finds out, I think we could squeeze you in a t-shirt.
That's right.
Just saying. I don't know.
And, you know, the deal is still going on right now for, you know, you can get 2 months free at any level if you sign up at the $5, $10, or $20 level.
Yeah, so if you sign up for a year, you pay for a year.
You get two months off. You get basically 2 months free.
For free. So right. That's the caveat if you sign up. Right. And pay up front for the year. That's pretty cool.
It is super cool.
And a lot of people like that because they don't like their card getting hit every month. Exactly. And then card expires and then they're getting dirty messages from you like, dude, you don't love us anymore? What's going on?
Yeah. It used to be from Lorenzo.
Oh, yeah. Lorenzo used to run all that stuff. And now you're trying to figure it out.
Well, that's the one password I do have.
Oh, you do have that one. Okay, so, good. Yeah. Good.
I mean, I've noticed the money's been going to our account.
It has been going to our account. Yeah. So it's not going to Lorenzo.
As far as I can tell.
Okay, thank God. So, apparently, though, we've got some other info that has we'll talk about that
recently
with your
surfaced.
Credit card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So to kind of just
patrons, yeah,
the patrons are 2 free months. That was a limited time deal. I mean, we kind of when we enabled that feature, we kind of said, yeah, we'll allow this for a while and keep it going on. But we're gonna pull the plug on that here sometime in the
Did we throw in any Ginsu knife sets or anything with that?
I don't believe so.
No. Okay.
Do you have a line on Ginsu knives?
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope. Not at all.
Okay.
But we are our Old Elk patrons, the top tier.
$20
a month patrons.
Yes.
You're not only going to get a shirt, you're going to get a little extra stuff, a little extra swag.
That's right.
That we're putting together for you. So we appreciate you guys. We appreciate everybody, each and every one. But our top tier, you know, we got to show a little extra love too.
Absolutely.
So, we got some stuff coming in. So we're getting shirt sizes. So if you are a patron...
I got a lot in.
And you have not responded to the request for a shirt size. We're going to send you a schmedium.
Schmedium.
Which is between a small and a medium.
That's right.
And you're going to get a schmedium Wheeling Wine and Whiskey t-shirt.
So respond
here soon. Very, very soon. Because Johnny is itching to get this off the books and get everybody a shirt. So
that's right. And he's not drinking anymore either.
No, he sobered up. He knows what he's got to do. And he asked me shirt sizes and stuff the other day. So he's on it. It's on his radar. So we gotta strike while the iron's hot here, Chris. Because
right.
You know, if we let this linger for a month, it's gonna be like, what are you talking about, free shirts? What, didn't you listen to episode 100 where you're drunk off your ass?
This just in. It looks like you just bought 3 more bottles of weeded bourbon.
That's right. See? Not only did we kill his weeded old elk, he throws in shirts for the whole thing. How about that?
God bless America.
Yeah.
Woo!
So go support Dirtbag Clothing, Dirtbag Johnny. Go to dirtbagclothing.com and of course, we got our swag on there as well, but
if you want to do that, you go to our website, wheelingwineandwhiskey.com,
right.
And on the banner there, you can see our merchandise link or our Patreon link. So, yeah, if you feel like traveling to that area, do it. And
there's a discount code for our patrons, too, not only on the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey swag, but on the Dirtbag swag
that's
as well.
Right.
So,
that's right.
There you go, you know. Got somebody special in your life that needs a little dirt bag or Wheeling Wine and Whiskey swag?
Nothing says I love you like
Wheeling
Wine and
Whiskey clothes. What's coming up? We got spring. We got Memorial Day. Mother's Day's coming up. Hey, Mother's Day. Nothing says I love you like Wheeling Wine and Whiskey swag.
See all your moms running around in a Wheeling Wine and Whiskey hoodie? There you go.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
Perfect. So, anyways, yeah, check it out. We appreciate the support, and it's been fun. Been fun seeing people wearing our swag
out
there.
Oh, my God, isn't that cool?
Everything. Yeah.
Who's
got the shirt on tonight. You're representing.
I'm wearing the Hero logo,
You
too.
Are. You got the Hero logo.
Sweet.
Oh, man.
I might know people.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, it's for horses and jackasses like Lorenzo.
You want to talk about racing?
Let's talk about Ray. Holy smokes, there's a lot of racing that went down here this past weekend.
It was a super busy weekend.
Yeah. We did a little time traveling on the last podcast because we recorded early because of our busy schedules.
That's right.
But yeah, let's start with Battle in Bluegrass, Kentucky, the Ultra 4 race.
That's right, Battle in Bluegrass.
So I guess it was really muddy.
That's
all these guys came back and spent, you know, a week washing all their rigs.
I think a lot of them just wanted to drive into a pond.
Nice. So results for that. So the 4800 class, Casey Gilbert wins that class, the 4800 class. That's the Ultra 4 Jones class.
That's right. Car 618, Casey Gilbert.
Yeah. And then George Schooley. George Schooley second, and Justin Barth came in third in the 4800 class.
Right on.
And then we'll just move right into the 4400,
the main event,
the big dogs. And there wasn't how many, there was like 28 of them or so, 30 drivers in there. Showing
less than 30 at least.
It's hard because there's a lot of West Coast drivers, and this obviously is in Kentucky and a haul for them, but you know, Woods Course, tight, muddy. Josh Blyler takes the first there.
Well, this is almost in his backyard.
Yeah, and Eric Miller right there second. So between those two, you know, they definitely were favored.
Well, yeah, and Blyler drives a Miller chassis. So
yeah, there you go. Two Miller chassis right there and on the podium. And then Kevin Porterfield rounding out third place.
Mm-hmm.
But who was knocking on the door there? Bailey Cole was right there again. He's like third, fourth guy.
Yep, Rock Royalty Racing right there.
And then Rusty was right there at fifth.
Josh's dad.
Yeah, so pretty freaking cool lineup there. Congratulations to Josh and Casey Gilbert. So how was the coverage on that race, Chris?
I think, non-existent as far as I could tell. I wanted to watch some of it.
I was out of town, so I didn't even try and watch it. But yeah. it wasn't on the YouTubes.
Well, what I did, and I'm going to have to get confirmation on it. But during the day of the race, I went to ultra4racing.com and clicked on the live link, and there was nothing live.
Nothing. It was darkness,
dead air. I'm like, oh, come on. I mean, and that's a big letdown because the previous race, which was in
so good
BFE in Moab, the coverage was incredible. And I was super, really hoping to see the same level of coverage.
Right.
I was disappointed. So, I mean, I could be wrong. And the listeners, if I am wrong, let me know.
Yeah, let's get the link. What's going on here?
Because if it's out there, I could do a search on YouTube a little later. But if it's out there, definitely I'll watch it later. And hopefully it's good coverage.
Now, that'd be great. And then NorCal had a race that was supposed to be at Wild West Motorsports Park.
Yeah, we covered that last
time.
Did you get any follow-up information on that? Do we
You're
have
a little lacking on the soundboard there. Wild West Motorsport Park, which is... really? Oh, boy.
Where is it?
Wild West. There it is. Which is... Okay, now we're overcompensating.
We're
going
to get caught up.
So, we don't know what that story is yet. Haven't heard anything concrete of why they are not open or not going to reopen anytime soon. So, got moved out to Fernley?
Fernley, yeah.
Yeah. So, our buddy Justin went out there.
Yeah, he did.
4500 class. Yep. And damn near won the thing. He came in second.
That's right.
Justin Hall. So congrats, Justin. Been on our podcast a few times. And Jimmy Jack took first.
That's right.
And then Mike Miller, no relation to Eric Miller, came in third in the 4,500 class there.
That's right.
4,800 class.
4,800.
The Kevin Jones class, we call it. Ultra Four Jones class.
Ultra Four Jones.
Evan Jesse came in first.
That's right.
And what a great race name this is. Woody Rose. Doesn't that just rolls off the tongue for a racer? Woody Rose in second.
Yeah, he's kind of a local boy for, he's out of Sparks, Nevada. So.
Oh, so he's good. And you have third over there because I don't have third on my list in the 4,800 class.
Justin Day.
Oh, Justin place. Day, the golfer?
No, probably not. He's out of Redding.
Oh, okay.
So another California boy.
All right.
So
Justin Day rounds out the third place there in the 4,800.
That's correct.
4,400.
Big dogs.
Look who's at the top.
Oh, boy, Gomez.
J.P. Gomez. Congrats, J.P., for first place finish there, 4,400. NorCal, so not too far from their house there in the foothills of California.
I think they flew there in a helicopter.
They might have. There's some great. If you're not following those guys on IG, just follow them. Hashtag best life ever.
Right, exactly.
And then Ron Prindle,
yep,
came in second, and Dan Weirich came in third in the 4400. So, a lot of racing going on. And but wait,
there's more.
There is more.
Score.
So, moving to the San Felipe, south of the border,
trophy trucks, baby,
Mexico. And I kept looking at coverage here. I was watching that a bit to see if I could find Lorenzo in the background, like cheering people on. Right? He loves racing.
Maybe.
He loves the Ultra 4 racing and stuff. And we had our buddy Kyle Seglin out there racing EVE 250 miles in the deserts of Mexico
with a battery powered truck, a lot of double A's.
Yes. And so, but he had competition.
He did. He did.
He had big, stiff competition.
Wow. Big, well-funded competition.
Lordstown Motors, yep, with hub motors. So each wheel had its own motor.
So it was literally four
wheels. Badass suspension. I mean, this truck looked, you know, it was set to kill, right?
Yeah.
Kill mode.
In theory.
But apparently not very proven. No. And so everybody was calling the EVE the shitbox, which Kyle's like, yeah, bring it on. Let's go. Call me what you want, but we've got a little desert experience here at KOH.
That's right. We got some chops.
We know we can go 90 miles, you know.
So. Exactly.
So Lordstown, they got passed at mile 20 by Kyle.
Right.
So that's freaking awesome.
They never look back.
And then the batteries at mile 39.
On the Lordstown track.
On Lordstown.
Yep.
She gone.
Yep.
They're down. So they made it 39 miles, left the course, way off course, down an access road to the highway to meet up with their charging truck.
Yep.
Spent just under 2 hours, hour and three quarters or so, and charged back up, and they went back out the access road because they knew they were out of the race at that time, but they still wanted to get some, you know, take advantage of racing and being in that environment.
Right.
And so they went back down the access road and made a wrong turn. And
no!
Yeah. And they were trying to get over to, you know, race mile 104 and kind of work their way back. Well, they made a wrong turn and went 20 miles. Decided that they weren't going to make it on that charge and made another wrong turn and then went backwards on course.
You can't handle the torques.
Right. So they just really foobarred this thing, man.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. And you're reading about it, you know, they showed up and they made an effort, which is, that's a good step.
Mm-hmm.
The driver, I guess, was an employee of the company.
Oh, was he? Okay, I didn't know who the driver.
And I don't know if he had any race experience or whatever. But you know, it seems like there was some missteps, obviously. And you know, you look at the two different philosophies that were involved. You look at Team Shitbox, you know, with Kyle Seglin and Vanessa, his co-driver,
and his dad. His dad was co-driver.
That's right,
part of the trail too.
But their methodology, of course, they have experience from racing at KOH earlier this year, and they also have the removable, replaceable battery packs, which is a good way to go.
So how much? I mean, you know, you look following this story, like we have, look how much the work that went in prior to this race. Prior to KOH, obviously, too, but how much they've evolved
in
a short amount of time. Those new battery packs are freaking outstanding. And then the system that they have to change them out.
Right, right.
So people aren't breaking their backs.
The zip line or whatever.
So, I mean, freaking awesome. Very cool. Unfortunately, you know, I guess some fuses were kept blowing and stuff. But anyways, go on with your thought.
Well, the thought, I mean, again, the two philosophies, and I don't know for sure with the Lordstown team, if their plan was to charge, you know, plug into a charger every, you know, 50 miles, 100 miles, or whatever their theoretical range was. But, you know, it didn't look like they had replaceable battery packs. And I think that really is the way to go. I mean, because it's
they were relying on charging, some quick charge or something.
You need to refuel fast.
Oh, yeah.
And to sit at a charging station for an hour and a half in a timed race is not good.
No. So EVE went 156 miles. 156 miles.
That's more than three times the distance that the Lordstown team
good,
went.
Good on the math down there. Yes, you're right.
40, which is pretty freaking miles. Awesome.
Yeah. So you know, they had some issues. Kyle waved his magic wand and got it going for like another 50 miles, and then had, you know, same issue or whatever, popping fuses, and they had to call it, unfortunately. I mean, it was a long day. I think it was about 11:30 at night when he called it.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that they beat the freaking Lordstown.
Oh, that was huge. Well-funded team. Big
I wish
bucks,
they would have finished, but I mean, and it sucks. I mean, they had less than 100 miles to go.
Yep.
But the proof is there, and they're making it happen on a common shipbox platform.
Dude, they're getting better every time.
And they don't have, you know, millions of dollars wrapped up into this thing like Lordstown does. So anyways, go frickin' Team Kyle, Boston Kyle, Will Speck, all those guys that have been on our podcast here a few times, and it's been a blast following their journey, and then to see them take on this race. And yes, the studio audience chiming in. Yes. Abso-frickin-lutely. So looking forward to continue this story, because it's just beginning.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're getting more and more recognition.
Well, and they're getting better.
The internet, the stuff that was going on IG and stuff, it was so great. They're like, yeah, go Team Shipbox. And
if you don't follow Kyle, you should. Kyle, I want to go fast 77. Right.
Yeah, check out his page. And he's stepped up in the follower game. Everybody's starting to take notice now, so that's cool.
For sure. I will say, you know, I mean, to the time he was working in the shop, probably down at near Johnson Valley, you know, he looked exhausted every time he did an update. This guy was the walking dead. I mean,
just driving alone down to, you know, Southern California towing, and then going to, Mexico there.
How long of a drive is that down? I mean, because on the Med or the, I'm sorry, the Caribbean side.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. It's a long way.
Cortez or whatever the hell that is. That's a long ass drive.
Long ways. And, So, I mean, yeah. My hat's off to him. He's got the passion for sure. There's no doubt about
that's
it.
Right. So we know the results of the EV class.
Yeah. So that's all I was following. You get into those trophy trucks and stuff. That's just crazy, way beyond Chris money. There.
Oh, that's so sick. It's like, but you know, I mean, we can just run down the first who won the first.
Oh, okay.
Three places in the.
I didn't know you had that in front of you. Look at you. Well, you're really helping out with the Lorenzo being gone here. I love that. You
know, whatever. I mean, we may be looking for somebody new, or we may. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we got somebody new to talk about here shortly. Yeah. So,
It's Bryce Menzies, number one.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, recognize that name.
Right? He's the man. So out of Las Vegas, he killed it.
Las Vegas.
4 hours and 28 minutes.
Viva.
And then you got Luke McMillan and Andy McMillan.
The McMillans right there.
Yep, one, two, and three. So those are the podium boys right there, which is pretty badass. And those are, you know, those cars are, those trucks are crazy to watch, man.
Oh, so cool.
To see them when they're full tilt in the desert,
right.
To see their suspensions just getting at it. It's just, it's magic. It's just magic. So anyway, that's all I have to say on that.
No, that's freaking awesome. So I think that's all the races that went on.
I know all those races were happening all in the same weekend. Oh my God. Yep, and it was, I wish the coverage was better for the Ultra 4 race in Kentucky.
Well, that's interesting. I was out of town. I didn't. I actually got to hang out with Amber
one night.
Yeah, yeah, so Amber Turner, it was fun hanging out with her all right, well, I guess we might as well just let the cat out of the bag here, shall we?
It's the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
It is the Catalina wine mixer. So anybody that oh God, that's great. That's so Catalina is an island.
That's right.
just off of California here, down by Newport Beach.
Yeah.
And
the booze cruise from Carnival Cruises goes there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've been on that a few times. That's a great little 3-day cruise, man.
Maybe when the cruising's allowed, we can all go again.
Oh, man, that was the last time we went there, that was quite the booze cruise for sure.
If you do the booze cruise, you go to Catalina, rent a golf cart.
Yeah, you get a golf cart,
drive the zippity road, and come down the hill with five people on the cart, and watch and your brakes start smoking,
and they.
There's nothing when you're going down by the zip line area and your brakes are smoking. That's excitement. And your wife's freaking out. It's awesome.
Dude, they have golf cart tow trucks over there, too, on Catalina. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like the main main mode of transportation is golf carts. It's freaking awesome.
So, yeah.
So our interim.
Interim.
Let's call her interim super producer is Catalina.
Yep.
So we'd like to introduce you to Catalina.
Say something.
Catalina's very shy.
Well, she's over there pecking away at the keyboard.
She is. She's pecking away at the keyboard, which is great. She is trying her best to make up for Lorenzo being gone, and truly appreciative of Amber and Jason, her co-driver, helping us locate a worthy super producer to stand in.
That's right.
She told us it's not going to be full time, that she'd help us out as long as she can, but
she's got big hooves to fill.
She does. She does. And she's got pretty big feet herself here.
Wow. Is that what you're calling them?
I don't know. I don't want to offend her right now. I'm trying to be sensitive, and I don't know how she feels about the language on our podcast too. So maybe we got to be a little bit nicer here. But now that we have a lady in the room. She did. She's giving me the eye.
Uh oh.
Okay.
The stink eye.
So it's okay, Catalina. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, Catalina. And she's very shy, but we're glad to have somebody here helping us out again, because Chris and I just can't. There it is. Studio audience is on point tonight. So thank you, Catalina. We'll yes, you go back to work. We're good. All right. So we're still looking for Lorenzo, by the way. But sorry.
Do those things get in the way of you working?
They do, apparently. It's
wow.
Stop staring at her, Chris. Stop staring at her. Yes. Now she's giving you the stink eye. So.
Okay.
Remember, if you see Lorenzo, 408-800-5169.
How much are we paying?
It's kind of like, you remember that song? 8-5-7-6-3.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Two-Tone.
Tommy Two-Tone.
There you go. Now you're getting it.
Well,
try calling the number and see what happens. 800-5169-408 area code. All right. So.
It just never gets better, does it?
Hey, I got a couple stories here.
Okay.
Okay. So it's kind of a rant. It is a rant.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to do a rant. Can I do a rant?
You sure as hell can.
It's a life story, though, that just happened, and I knew better. So I went to the grocery store.
Okay.
And, you know, it's always line, you know, you're just trying to pick the best line.
For checkout?
For checkout.
Okay.
And, you know, so here's the things that I look for that I've learned over my 48 years on the face of this earth is...
Okay.
You got to survey not only the person that's in line, the quantity of items they have to check out.
Right.
So, if it's, you know, single male, you know, person in line,
uh-huh,
it's probably going to go pretty fast. They want in and out.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Right. And no matter how much they have, I mean, if they got a shopping cart that's like heaping with, you know,
2 weeks worth of supplies.
Yeah, Pabst Blue Ribbon and hot dogs and buns and stuff.
And the person's holding a checkbook.
Cheetos. No, so that's you're getting right into my story here. So, you know, you look and you're like, okay, there's not going to be any small talk with the, you know, typically a guy there or whatever. But, you know, then you get the older person that's starving for attention. So then they're chatting it up, and they may have two items, but it could take, you know, the time of three normal people to go through the line.
Sure. Oh, how are the kids? You know,
so,
the grandkids. And
yeah, the just, you know, the whole thing. So I'm like, okay,
bunions.
I'm like, okay, well, this, I went totally against all my, everything I just said of my observations over the years. And there was a long line of like five people waiting, you know, and of course it's social distancing now. So it's like halfway down the frickin' aisle of the store.
You're in the back of the store.
Yeah. If I got in that line, but then the other line had, old couple and one person behind them. Mm-hmm. And then it was like me, so I could be number three, you know, and the person in front of me only had a few items, you know, handful of items, looked like they were going to check out quick. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to take this line. Well, I chose poorly. So, you know, you're always watching, you're always gauging, right? The other lines around you to see. I would have been right there. I would have been right there behind that person. It's like, cha-ching.
It's like Costco,
okay, have a nice day. Cha-ching, have a nice day.
Moving so much
cha-ching,
faster.
Have a nice day. And I'm like, fuck, I would have been like up at bat right now.
You'd be at home drinking.
And so the old couple in front of me, you know, they're chit-chatting away and talking. And okay, fine. Well, now it comes time to pay. And you called it. They bust out the checkbook.
Who does that?
Freaking checkbook to pay for their groceries. And I'm like, really? Okay. Well, now if you're going to, here comes back to our rant before about situational awareness. Like there's other people on the face of this planet that have shit to do and places to go. Well, apparently not in their world because, you know, if you were conscious and you did need to pay for a check for whatever reason, you weren't approved for a credit card, you didn't have cash, whatever. Okay. Wouldn't I like already like put the date on the check? Fill out. I know I'm at this whatever establishment. You know, this just happened to be Lucky Supermarket, so you can fill in that freaking blank.
Yep.
Okay. You could sign the check because you know you need to sign the effing check.
Oh yeah.
So all you have left to do is write in a dollar amount, the $124.77 or whatever your freaking bill is, and then you need to physically write out 100. 2477. Yeah. Oh, she didn't know what fucking day of the week it was, so she had to ask Dave. She didn't even know what store she was in. So she is like, oh, I thought I was at Safeway. No, you're at Lucky's, okay?
Well, you got to avoid that check.
And then like, okay, oh, how much was it again? Ask the amount three freaking times. So I'm like, no.
Right. No. So
if my items were not on the belt, honestly, I would have taken them off, put them back in the shopping cart and backed out of that. And it would have been faster.
Well, these were older couple.
Yes.
So they think the check float still exists.
I don't know. Then it's a big old, and you could tell the lady that was checking us out, the checker, was frustrated as well because there's like 10 more steps that she has to do to verify the freaking check.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so you got to run the check through the machine. And then I never seen this before. You know, of course, you have to put your ID. So she's writing down the driver's license number or whatever on the check or enter it into the computer now. They don't write it on the check. They enter it into the computer. And then not only did the lady have to sign the check, she had to sign the keypad, the electronic keypad. Really? I've never seen that before. Well, I haven't seen anybody write a check in the last 40 years.
No, this is ridiculous.
So anyway, so that's whatever. Take it, leave it.
Well, yeah.
Write us an email. Call our hotline. I don't care, but
don't write freaking checks. The only time you should be writing checks is if you're paying your credit card bill. Actually, nobody writes checks anymore, do they?
Actually, I do write a check once in a while. You know, when you got to mail shit off. And I'll tell you where I got to mail it off to is the goddamn DMV. Now you're going to start me on a whole nother rant.
Oh, boy.
Because my truck is, quote unquote, a commercial truck, and it's got wait fees. Anytime you have wait fees, you cannot pay online.
No, really?
You cannot pay online.
Wow.
All my other freaking snowmobile, I pay online. A green sticker for the buggy, green sticker for the dirt bike, all pay online.
Wow.
All the other registration. But the freaking, you know, weight sticker, you got to go on there, you got to sign a deal, and you got to mail it in. So there you go. The more you know. Get the F out of California.
Wow.
All right. I'm done. I'm out. I'm like water down here now. I'm going to have a sip of water.
It's a non-drinking night for us. We're having a little bit of wine. You want to talk about the happiness of wine?
That'll calm me down. All right. Here we go.
Wow, I'm the opposite.
Can't quite get the Barry White voice going like Chris did on episode. There you go. All right. We did have some wine this evening with our little surf and turf dinner. Good old Fernwood. We talked about Fernwood at the very first episode. I know we talked about Fernwood numerous times, but
can't go wrong.
Down in Gilroy. Yeah. So this is a Movedra. 2012.
Ooh, a little young. Yeah, but still delish.
A little young. No, it's right in its prime, man. It was supposed to be drank best between 2014 and 2020.
Well, it aged well.
It aged very well, as all of Matt's wines do. So, 86 Movedra, 7% Grenache.
Ooh.
I like to say Grenache because it ends in an E. And then 7% Syrah. Great little blend here, but obviously because it's majority Movedra, he can call it a Movedra from the Central Coast. And Movedra is a unique varietal, lighter, yep. Not as light as a Pinot. And this is all red wine that we're talking here.
Yeah.
Movedra is earthy. I don't know how else to describe it. It's earthy. It goes well with a lot of things. It's lighter, but yet it's got like I say, we had surf and turf tonight, so, you know, it held up to a steak. It held up to the salmon just fine.
Yeah, the steak and salmon were well seasoned, and the wine didn't bite into it or overpower it.
So. No, and man, it's aged well. It went down very easy, very smooth. What's the alcohol on this bad boy here? Let's see.
90%? No.
Oh.
14?
It's 13.2. So that's good. So it's not super super high octane. I mean, some of them get up into the 15s, but typically in the 14s. So
easy drinker.
Very easy drinker. And love any wine that Matt produces there in Gilroy. So if you are in the NorCal area,
yeah,
and looking for a very cool experience, go check out Fernwood Cellars. And they are, I mean, it's a journey back in there. It's a destination is what I should say. It's a destination. And
it's a nice road in. It's
yeah, pretty. You get there. It's cool. It's you know, probably 15 minutes off of Highway 101. But you get back in there, and it's called Redwood Retreat Road, and it's you start all these trees that are covering the road, and
big,
then
big oak trees, and yeah, stuff. It's really, really,
yeah,
nice.
It creates like this tree tunnel, and then you get to the estate, Fernwood, and he's got a killer tasting room, which used to be, man, I'm drawing a blank right now. The tank house. It's called the tank house. So a big water tank stood on top of this building, and that's where their tasting room is now. And then he's got all kinds of outdoor seating areas. There's bocce ball, the creek that runs through there. It's just, yeah. And then there's an event area and all kinds of stuff going on there. But definitely worth the trip out there. And you want to pack a lunch and you can hang out for an hour and a half at, you can book a tasting online and, go through all his wines. And of course, man, his Cabernet, so good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Freaking cab.
Never had a bad
even one. The Chardonnay, and I'm not a big Chardonnay guy. He produces one of the few Chardonnays that I'll actually drink consistently.
Really?
Yeah. In the white wine arena. So anyways, there you go.
Fernwood Cellars.
Little Movedra. That's maybe some of you that are just starting to dabble in a wine, never heard of it, but check it out. It's a varietal, and it's out there. Not every winery produces. Not like a Cab Merlot, you know, Pinot.
Zin,
you know, all those common ones. But definitely something to check out you know, try it. If you like it, great. If you don't, it's all personal preference.
If you like it, buy it, drink it.
Right.
Race it.
I occasionally. Nice. Okay. Well,
that's good.
Mm. Yeehaw.
So, what else you got, Chris? Trail Hero, May 1st, registration opens.
That's
Trail
right.
Hero, May 1st, registration opens.
That's right.
So, I need to talk to some people here and see what trails we want to go on, but I do want to sign up for the golf tournament because that did fill up last year and I didn't get in.
I got to see. I know I have a conflict that's looking early in the week, but
go again.
Well, it is what it is, dude. I work for a living. What can I say? Anyway, my goal. So I earlier when before the recording, I mentioned to you that I'd do this event at work and then I'd drive halfway down that night and then the rest of the way the next day. I won't be there early like you will be, but my goal is to be there one way or another. I don't know if I'll be there in time for the golf tournament or not, but we'll have to look at this.
I didn't see any like real. I went over there last year watching people play, and there was.
It didn't look super competitive.
It's basically an excuse to drink all day and have fun, and it's a charity event. So
sure,
that's cool. But yeah, I want to play. I want to play. The golf course looks great.
Oh yeah, no,
Sand Hollow.
Yeah, I looked at it from the aerial shots. Yeah, satellite pictures.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a.
And then, yeah, signing up for some trails. You know, everything from mile to wild. And excuse me, it's fun. I mean, just the buggy's definitely going back there, and I don't know.
I'll bring the Barbie Jeep and take the medium trails.
And that's it. We did a few trails with a wide range, like I spoke of just real quick. UTV. We had a UTV. You know, we had the Samurais. We had my buggy. And you could go do hard stuff and meet right back up on the main trail, and you could avoid the hard stuff and still have a great day. So, there's a lot of options out there, so don't feel like because you watch a lot of these YouTube videos of Sand Hollow and you got these four steer freaking red dot buggies and crazy, you know, custom built stuff going
Moon
crazy. Yeah.
And shit, you know, Jesse Haynes.
Yeah.
Stuff.
There's definitely that opportunity out there, but there's a lot of just really cool scenery that you could go around in a, you know, damn near stock vehicle.
Right.
And have a blast. So,
and then in 10 minutes you could be downtown eating really good food.
Well, yeah. And you got the lake right there. And, I mean, the town of Hurricane is, they got everything.
Hurricane.
It looks like Hurricane, but it's pronounced Hurricane.
I know. I want to go. Hopefully I can make it happen.
Freaking
so
awesome.
So registration opens on the 1st.
Yep.
Going to be killer. What I want to know and I want to hear about is I know the Snail Boys have been in Moab.
Oh.
And if you've been following their adventure when they drove out for Cruise Moab, it's been it was a fun week, apparently, and then it got even funner.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Funner. Funnest.
More fun?
More fun. Apparently Tyler got indoctrinated to Moab wheeling.
Flopper.
Laid over old Kermit.
Yep.
But I'll say it happens out there, and it's totally different wheeling than what we're accustomed to here.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm
rock told. Crawling on granite, where rocks are moving under you and stuff. Where, you know, there you're driving on sandpaper essentially, and there's a lot of ledges, and you got to learn the Moab bump, and a lot of drivetrain components break because the traction is so good.
Right.
So it's a different driving style all the way around, but freaking awesome. And similar to Trail Hero, that red rock and stuff out there as well. So and then I guess, you know, Tyler got the taste of towing.
Yep.
The F-150, and I don't know, he said something about turbos and didn't have much boost, and he was running like 6,000 RPM. I'm like, dude, throttle back.
And guzzling fuel like nobody's
probably doesn't
business.
Have an EGT on that turbo, you know, just letting it scream. I don't know. He made it there and back.
Needed a bigger truck.
Unfortunately, Jimmy had a fuel line going into the lift pump there that let go, but turned out to an extended trip for him, and
he's made the best of it.
And he got to go to that museum, which those old FJs in there, that's pretty freaking cool. I bash on Toyotas a lot, but if I had to have a Toyota, like, that was the only four-wheeler left on the face of the earth,
well, yeah,
it'd be one of those old FJs. Those things are badass.
But I'm
especially, you know, the pickup truck one.
I'm looking at that video that he posted on Instagram, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so badass. But man, what a shame these vehicles aren't being allowed to be used.
Yeah, well, you gotta, you know, preserve some of the history there.
There's a lot of preservation.
There's
going
a
on
lot
there
of preservation.
So I was like, yeah, that's like a beautiful woman that's just, you know,
wow.
I don't know, whatever.
Wow.
Whatever. I'm not going to
stop
go
looking
there
at Catalina like that.
Boobies.
Okay. Wow. I hope she didn't hear that. No, she's good.
She doesn't
good
have headphones on.
She's over there pecking away. It's fine. Okay.
Boobies.
So. She doesn't have headphones. She can't hear us. That's great. Okay. Hey, got a phone call from our buddy Dave Taylor.
Oh, out of Michigan, right?
Yeah, I think he is in Michigan. He's the bourbon aficionado. He sent us a taster pack there of some great bourbons. Olive oil. It was olive oil. I'm sorry. Olive oil that he sent us, and it tasted very similar to bourbon. But he just went to Kentucky.
That's what I heard.
He goes, dude, I went to Kentucky. I got to tell you about this. So we chatted for like an hour, and he went to Willett. Ooh. And did the tour and Rick House and seeing all the barrels in there and stuff. And, of course, some tasting, and that's great. But he found this place called Bourbon 30 with the guy that he knows that owns a liquor store. You know, so, and Bourbon 30, I guess it opened up not too long ago, but this guy has these different barrels of bourbon in his storefront here.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's organized by, you know, bourbon and rye and, you know, going on down through the deal there. And they hand you a plastic cup and a wine thief, a barrel thief.
All right.
And, you know, it's glass. You go in there and dip into the barrel and you put it in your plastic cup and try it.
Wow.
And so then you can do the whole premise of this thing is you can figure out what you like and make your own blend.
Seriously?
Of bourbon. Yeah. So, and then, you know, you get it all, okay, 30% of this, 28% of that, whatever, you know. And
what if I want 29.25%?
Whatever you want, you figure it out. But basically, this is the bourbon Build-A-Bear.
Bourbon Build-A-Bear.
So
build a bourbon.
Yeah. So build a bourbon. So you create this blend and then you select, you know, they got different bottle styles to select from.
Okay.
And then you come up with a name for your blend. And then, you know, they'll create labels for you. And then you pick a wax color of how you want it capped. And you fill out all this stuff, and then they will, you know, whatever quantity you want or however it works. I don't know how many cases, whatever. but you
hashtag Jason money.
No, I know, but how cool is that to like build your own blend?
Well, let's get the jet spooled up and let's go.
And yeah, so he's like, dude, you guys need to come to Kentucky. I'm like, yeah. And then he's telling me about that. So we got to get that on the books, Chris. And
well, get Tyson to spool up the jet.
See if Tyson can come by and pick us up on one of his test flights.
I wonder if
because I don't know. It sounds like Lorenzo took the private jet because
he might be. Oh, Lorenzo's at flight school, I bet.
Can donkeys fly?
I don't know. Holy shit!
So, holy shit! What?
It's got a voicemail.
You did. Oh, from who?
I don't know. It looks like my bank.
Your bank? You got to be kidding me.
What's going on here?
What do we got?
Looks like something's going on with my credit card.
No shit.
Some sort of fraud alert. Hold on. Let me play this thing back.
Okay.
Good afternoon. This message is for Chris Maines. Hi, my name is Manuel. I am with Chase Card Services Mexico. And, we believe your credit card is in Cancun, Mexico, and it has been compromised.
What the hell?
We have a
Mexico
Lorenzo claiming he is your son and that he has permission to use your card.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He's put up quite a huge bill between the liquor, the call girls, and also the damage he's done. So at this point, we've canceled your card.
No blow?
The charges on there are way above your limit. So yeah, $250,000.
Shit!
Like I said, we have canceled your card. If you would like to call us to discuss this, please call us. Phone number is 1-800-CHASEBANKEY. We can get this taken care of, and hopefully your son doesn't do any more damage to your credit.
Holy shit!
Have a good day.
Oh my God! So
$250,000 limit. Oh man, I thought my $1,500 limit. I was a baller.
Wow.
Woo!
So
Chris.
So that's was the name was Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, your son.
That's
Lorenzo.
He's
saying you're his dad.
I don't have a. Oh my God. Well, I'm glad he's been shut down. So where do you say
are you
it was
responsible for those charges?
I got to call him. I think
he's
I
in
might
Cancun.
Be. Cancun, Mexico.
Cancun, Mexico is. Well, oh, this is great.
That's a big clue.
That is great.
Holy mackerel.
Well, it's nice to know that he's still alive, but how do you get your credit card number?
I don't know. But now that screws me.
Well, that and when your wife sees this, you're really going to be.
Oh, man. I could handle a couple $100, but $250,000, I'm going to have to declare bankruptcy. All right, patrons, step it up. Wow.
Oh, boy. Here we go. So,
Jesus Christ.
Cancun.
That's a lot of hookers and blow.
Well, that's a hell of a time. You know, some of those resorts down there are expensive.
I remember going
there's some nice resorts in Cancun. I've stayed at one of the resorts in Cancun that was kind of expensive.
Yep. I've been there. Senior Frogs.
Senior Frogs, too. That wasn't, well, yeah, it can get expensive, but no, I'm talking about these resorts.
No, I know. I know. We did
a few thousand dollars a night that, you know, you're just, that was back in the day when.
Hashtag Jason.
Fallen. Yeah, back in the day. Not anymore. Now I'm looking for Motel Sixes.
Apparently, you need to be a donkey.
Wow. How does he sign? How does he sign with his hoofs? The credit card. Does he put it in his mouth? Maybe he just puts a pin in his mouth. Might.
Or he just has a hoof print. I don't know.
Or you just hoof print it. Stamp it.
Yeah.
Seal
I mean,
of a.
I mean, Mexico, they probably used a.
Oh, old school, you're saying, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
But you still had to sign those.
Yeah,
it just took the imprint of the card. You know, you're saying that he uses this. It's a carbon copy. So
yeah,
he just
starts an X or
he steps
a hoof
on
print.
It.
I don't know. Well. Lorenzo,
well,
if you're still listening to the podcast,
that thing out.
You're cut off.
You're done.
So hopefully your passport's still legit and you can wander your way, your happy ass back to
happy
California.
Ass.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right. Well, I don't know about the intern. We'll have to see how that goes.
Wow. Well, we do have a replacement now. Catalina's working hard.
Pecking away.
I am super stoked. To yep. have her here to help us out, super yep. producer, stand in.
She can edit this thing.
Yes. So this is good. That's going to take some workload off of you for sure.
It would have been nice 2 weeks ago.
I know. Well, hey, just saw Amber and Jason here shortly. So they introduced me to her, and I said, you're hired right on the spot.
Man.
No hesitation. I didn't even call you.
No background check, no references.
You, hey.
If it was good for Jason and
exactly.
Amber, it's legit.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly. So there you go. What else you got, Chris?
I got nothing else, really. I mean, I think we covered most of the stuff we wanted to cover. And we introduced our intern. We talked about wine. We had good food.
I do have one other quick thing.
Oh, geez. Another rant?
No, it's not a rant. It's just
down.
An observation.
Reel you in?
It's an observation.
All right, let's go.
So, and it's a guy thing. Total guy thing.
Thank God.
And I think I'm going to have a lot of people just like, yeah, you're right. You're right, Jason.
Does it involve boobies?
No. So I got, you know, we use battery operated like most construction people.
Yeah.
You know, use battery operated, the 20 volt battery operated tools,
yeah,
whether
DeWalt
you're Milwaukee or DeWalt. I'm a DeWalt guy, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's all good. Ford, Chevy, you know, whatever that other thing
Ram.
Out there with the big old mirrors that stick out beyond. What is that? Ram? Dodge? Oh.
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of like the Harbor Freight of the tool arena that we're talking about right now. But anyways,
so
I get a new drill for one of my guys that blew up, you know. So I give him the new drill, charge the battery the night before and stuff, and handed it to him. And what happens as soon as you hand somebody a battery operated drill.
Drop it.
Squeeze the trigger.
Right? Anytime you like go to pick up, haven't you ever done this, Chris? You pick up a cordless drill and you got to give it the little zing zing.
Sure.
There might not even be a drill bit in it or anything, but you got to give it a little zing zing.
Sure.
And I gave it to him, you know, and sure enough, just zing zing. So all the guys do it. What is it? We're wired that way, I guess, right? You
got to test it out,
just
got to
test it out, make sure everything's cool before you put the bid in and
go for a test drive.
I know the listeners are with me on this, that you just got to give it a couple. Any of those, the impacts, the whatever that's got a trigger, you just got to give it a, you know.
Got to trip your trigger.
Whatever trips your trigger. Anyways, that was kind of a funny observation, and I just wanted to share that, and I'm sure the listeners can back me up on that.
And the world's better
so
for it.
If you can back me up on that, hit me up on the IG on Wheeling Wine and Whiskey.
Yeah.
Of course, we got email, Jason and Chris at WheelingWineandWhiskey.com, and now we have a phone number, 408-800-5169. Call if you have any tips for Lorenzo. You can leave us a message there as well. We will get the messages, and if it's we find it worthy, we will play it on the air.
Maybe
so, and maybe it starts a conversation. Who knows where this is going? But we really want to find Lorenzo, and would love any information leading to his whereabouts. So
his apprehension,
yeah.
Because now he's committed crime. Felony, apparently.
Well, he has.
In a foreign country. I don't know.
You didn't give him the credit card?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I don't feel tardy. And there you go. So that's all I got.
So all right. On that note, we're out.